KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Wednesday, northeast winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today west winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Wednesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, isolated showers before 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with highs near 51. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 41. Northwest winds 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday, isolated showers. Partly sunny with highs near 48. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:16 a.m. at 8 feet, 7 inches. A low at 9:32 a.m. a minus tide of 2 feet, 9 inches. A high at 4:16 at 5 feet, 11 inches, and a low tonight at 9:04 at 2 feet, 8 inches. Your sun rose at 6:13 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:05, bringing us up to 16 hours and 52 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, St. Paul is in crunch time trying to find a commercial airline to replace Raven Alaska, and Sandpoint students turned their tassels at the graduation ceremony this weekend. Stay tuned.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. Time is running out for St. Paul to replace Raven Alaska, which will stop flying to the Pribilofs in the fall. The Federal Essential Air Service Program subsidizes flights to remote communities that would otherwise be unprofitable to serve. This week was the deadline for airlines to bid on flying to the isolated Bering Sea community, but that's now been extended to next week. Raven Alaska is the only commercial air carrier providing service between St. Paul and Anchorage. Last month, the airline filed notice with the federal government that it will stop flying to the island at the end of September. It cited a significant and unanticipated reduction in available aircraft. Raven did not respond to a request for comment. St. Paul City Manager Phil Zavadil says he was expecting the news.
It's not a surprise to me. So right now we're just waiting.
St. Paul went through something similar back in 2020 when its only airline went bankrupt. The community went months without regular commercial flights. But Zavadil says there's a bigger concern now. The White House wants to cut more than half of the funding for Essential Air Service, according to a proposed budget memo. Zavidil says the long-term effects would be a bigger deal than a looming gap in service.
We did a bunch of letter writing to the congressionals and said, no, this is an important program. It's not getting cut. But the latest budget from the administration wants to cut the program.
There are smaller regional flights that offer trips to Dutch Harbor, as well as cargo shipments from Anchorage. But Raven is the only airline offering regular commercial service to Anchorage, a critical link for medical travel, groceries, and mail. The feds typically require airlines to continue flying until securing a replacement. Raven's contract ends in September.
Hopefully during that time we'll have other airlines bid on St. Paul, ideally before Raven discontinuing service.
As of last week, no airlines have officially bid on the route, but Zavidil says Aleutian Airways and Security Aviation, an Anchorage-based charter service, both have expressed interest. Meanwhile, schools in the U.S. are facing debilitating teacher shortages as fewer join the profession compared to the folks who retire or leave. In an attempt to keep schools running smoothly, many districts are looking abroad, namely in the Philippines. KMXT's Brian Benoit reports in part one of his feature series, Mabuhay sa Alaska, schools in Alaska are more desperate than most.
Kodiak High School orchestra students warm up their instruments. Sergio Gutierrez stands above them, violin in hand. They're beginning to learn a version of The Barber of Seville. Gutierrez was born and raised in the Philippines. He taught there for 5 years. Then he decided he wanted to try to work in another country.
I think it's time for me to come out of my comfort zone, you know, explore a lot of opportunities since I'm still young.
Alaska wasn't high on his list. Kodiak barely even made it on his radar.
Kodiak was the last school district that I applied to because it was the last school district that popped out of my Google browser. And I told myself, well, if not in Kodiak, maybe the United States is not for me.
Now he's in his third year of teaching here. His immigration story is one of hundreds already playing out in schools from across Alaska. Dozens of school districts in the state have hired from the Philippines in recent years amid a national shortage of certified teachers in the U.S. Since he arrived, Gutierrez has become well-known in Kodiak. Parents chat with him at student concerts. He hosts a Filipino music show on KMXT. He plays piano at church and violin in the community's theater. He's even become the project coordinator and cultural liaison for his district's efforts to recruit from his home country. In January, he helped lead a recruiting trip to the Philippines with 11 administrators from 4 Alaska school districts.
The superintendents from other school districts would say that, why are you like well-versed in it? Like, why do you know it? Because I've been through it.
Until recently, school districts relied on different third-party agencies to recruit. But with demand up and opportunities to cut middlemen out, Kodiak's district has led the way to recruit directly from the Philippines. Sending Alaskans to recruit is sometimes criticized for being too expensive. But after factoring the cost of travel, lawyers, and visas, it's still a fraction of the $27,000 per teacher it would cost to recruit through an agency. Gutierrez explains how international recruiting works.
Once you get the job offer, visa application, filing a petition will start. So it's going to be in the part of the employer. So
one of the employers is the Bering Strait School District, which is hiring up to 60 teachers this year. That's about a third of its total teaching staff. The district has hired international teachers through an agency before, but this is its first time sending someone to recruit directly. Tara Cunningham leads human resources for the district, and she's never seen this many people vying for teaching jobs in Alaska.
It's exciting to see so many well-trained, well-prepared people who genuinely just want to help kids, want to serve, want to do better in their communities.
During the trip, the recruiter screened over 700 applicants in just 2 weeks. Each person only had a few minutes to impress the administrators during group interviews, and some of the most promising applicants had callbacks later.
This is intense to do it this way, and we know that we'll get the best of the best here.
The room is full of candidates with graduate and postgraduate degrees. On recruiting trips within the U.S., candidates are often fresh out of their undergraduate colleges, according to some of the administrators. Cunningham says it could be a game changer. But not every school district can afford to visit the Philippines. That's part of why Jennifer Schmidt with the Alaska Council of School Administrators is here. The nonprofit organization handles the Alaska teacher and personnel system and is here to screen candidates for other Alaska school districts, like for the Aleutians East Borough. She says the eventual goal is for ACSA to lead the international recruiting efforts.
So that they can stay home and we can help do the interviewing, I think that could be helpful to them. And there's districts that can't afford to be over here for this long.
While the trip makes sense for districts with many openings, Schmidt says some districts only have one or two. She says ideally she wouldn't need to recruit from abroad, but there just aren't enough American and Alaska-grown candidates.
It's going to take a lot of turnaround and a lot of change in the state of Alaska for us to have enough teachers in Alaska and in the U.S. that are going to want to come and teach there.
She says international recruiting efforts like this will probably last at least the next several years. Reporting in Kodiak and Manila, I'm Brian Venma.
This is the first part of a 5-part series. We'll be playing the rest of the episodes in our newscasts throughout the week and into next week. Tune in tomorrow at noon to hear part 2 of the series. Sandpoint School's class of 2025 donned their caps and gowns for graduation last week. But they weren't just turning their tassels to commemorate 4 years of high school. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Eastern Aleutian School's first class, which graduated in 1975. The Alaska Desk's Theo Greenlee attended last week's celebration, and he has this audio postcard.
We're getting graduation started.
We're sending the next generation off into the world.
Thank you for coming here tonight to help us celebrate our 8th grade promotion and the senior graduation. Everyone, please welcome Whitney Smith.
Thank you, Asia, for introducing me. If I had to describe my class in a few words, it would be competitive, smart, and unique. We don't always agree, unless it's about getting Mr. Martin off topic or trying to convince
My name's Navai Marcus, and I just graduated.
Or telling Mrs. Phil.
I'm going to college in UAA.
It's an incredible honor to stand here today to celebrate this remarkable group of students. Morgan, Julian,
Asia Marie Walls. I feel sad, but also happy.
I've had the privilege of knowing many of you since preschool, watching you grow from...
Karen Walls. Overwhelming because, she will be gone for 3 months and she always come home. I miss your home-cooked meal. And then that's just a week long, but this time it's gonna be months.
Julian Cole Carlson.
There were days I didn't think he was gonna do it, but he proved me wrong.
Charlotte, my grandma. It's Julius, my dad. Karen McMillan, my teacher.
I had him in kindergarten.
They think I'm gonna leave and do something stupid.
It's just the fact that you're leaving with two other guys going to the same place and we're
I'm not saying there's not gonna be chaos, so.
Graduates, please rise.
I'm Braden Gatlin. My mom, Megan Gatlin, just graduated. My mom's a principal. That's actually pretty cool to have her sign my diploma and all that, so.
Caden Cruz Foster.
School here has been going on for 50 years. That's crazy to me. My grandma Carol Foster was a part of that.
Well, it's changed a lot in 50 years, so I'm just glad I'm still here to enjoy it all.
Yeah, it's just a sign of how strong this community is. That's each of these events is really more about the whole community than it is about the individual kids. That's the beautiful thing about our remote small schools is these events are community events, not individual celebrations. A smile
from a friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the graduates of the class of 2025.
I feel pretty great. I'm proud of the accomplishments me and my graduating classmates have had.
Don't let life ruin your dreams.
Sean Michael Kalugin. Yeah, I feel inspired after seeing all those slideshows and stuff. I think I want to be me.
All right.
Proud of you. You're pretty great.
If you haven't seen it yet, we've got a new and improved community calendar. You can head to kucb.org to check it out. We hope you like the new layout. Now let's take a look at community events on that calendar. The PCR's community cleanup ends Saturday, so this is your last week to participate. Head to the community center to grab cleanup bags and register, and then fill them with garbage or debris you see along the roads and beaches. You can take those bags to the PCR or take them over to the dump yourself. For more information, you can call the PCR at 907-581-1297. And the Museum of the Aleutians is hosting a commemorative open house today through next Wednesday. Museum admission will be free through June 4th to honor those who served and remember the impact of World War II on Aleutian communities. The Aleutian Purple Off Islands Association is hosting a youth camp this week. Native It's Your Game is a camp geared toward Native youth in grades 6 through 12. The HIV, STI, and pregnancy prevention curriculum teaches youth about healthy relationships, life skills, and communication. The camp starts this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Burma Road Chapel and will run through Friday. The Unalaska City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock. Council members are expected to discuss a new electric water, wastewater, and solid waste fee. They are also expected to approve the city manager's employment contract. The council meets in person at City Hall. The public is invited to attend. You can also tune in via Zoom or right here on KUCB 89.7 FM. And the Alulik Family and Health Services Clinic Board meets tomorrow evening at 5:30. The community is encouraged to attend. That meeting will take place at the IFHS conference room. The Cowlungan Tribe of Unalaska is hosting a color run and tobacco-free walk on Friday. That will take place at Town Park. And finally, the Testamina will make its first summer trip to the island this weekend. It's expected to arrive around 9:15 in the morning and depart at about 5 o'clock in the evening. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender and a janitor. The Palov Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is looking for a part-time pull-tab sales assistant. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. There will be a regular meeting of the Aleutians East Borough School District tonight at 6:30 at the Borough Building. And as always, you can tune into that live here on KSTP. And today is May 27, 2025. Happy birthday to Wesley Foster, and happy birthday to Gunnar Bendixson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Away was more than they'd seen. I daddy figure, baby, but I got to keep moving. Dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. You never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
You better try hard.
Try, 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 try
baseball fan. Can't you hear me when I call? Baseball fan. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just told us all. Got me waking, boy, man. Waking around the clock. I want a little rain of water. That you want that Jimmy Star, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just told us all. Treat me right. Work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just all as all.
That you want, girl, is a whole lot that I need. She moves without a sound. I call her on the telephone. She says, be there by 8. Tonight's the night she's moving in, and I can hardly wait. The way she moves, ooh, ooh, I gotta say, Lorelai, let's live together.
Someone when the sun's low. And the rain's high. I can see it now. I can feel it die.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 888.1 FM on repeater K201 Delta Alpha, King Cove, Alaska.
Comes out, this night was shaking. really lost. Get his furry, scratch my skin. So what you